All the time, right now, as you can tell, the Lord is speaking very much about the revival in Venezuela. Very, very serious, non-stop conversation. Every single hour, every minute, every day, about the massive revival in Venezuela. Very, very serious. The Lord has shown me today a lot of healing services that have been planned there, and I see a lot of healing taking place. Very, very, very serious, massive healing. Cripples getting up and walking, blind eyes popping open. Massive. It's very going to be very, very massive. You know, Venezuela revival is always very massive. You remember the first time we went to Caracas, we went to Maturin, Valencia, Puerto Daz, San Felix, Puerto La Cruz, went to Maracay, and all these. It's massive, massive. It's big, Venezuela. And I see mighty meetings, big meetings, huge meetings, and people seated taking the word. And then I see very, very massive healing service, a massive anointing of the Lord, serious. And cripples get up and walk. I hear people saying, take testimony. They are climbing on the altar. They are climbing on the altar to present their testimonies. And as they do so, and then I'm saying, the person of this land, you know, someone of this country, come and give testimony of this cripple that has just walked. I've had myself talking there in the midst of a very, very massive outpour of the glory of the Lord in Venezuela. And then I have also heard people saying, no, we have never seen anyone who simply, by one word like this, he simply comments by one word and cripples get up and walk. So there is a tremendous conversation, the Lord revealing his servants to the nation of Venezuela. And this is the kind of conversation ongoing right now as we head to Venezuela. Amen. It looks like, unfortunately, our flights that were crossing through Sao Paulo have run into difficulty. So we are trying to get our bearing through Europe. We're trying to get another connection through Europe that we may be able, either through Europe or Turkey, that we may have direct. I guess it looks like it's shorter on the other route. Once we cross through Europe, it's going to be shorter now. Our initial plan to go this way, it looks like we've run into complications in terms of the bookings and what and space and all this. Now we are headed north, and it's shorter. It's shorter because then it's only 12 hours to cross over the ocean, the North Atlantic up there. And so, but anyhow, we have seen ourselves in Venezuela, so we will be there. We will be in Venezuela because we have seen ourselves already there in a very, very massive healing service. So whichever route of flight we take, we will make it there in a very, very mighty way. And so right now, the focus of heaven is Venezuela. The Lord is focused on Venezuela in a very powerful way. And talking about the grace of God to the nation of Venezuela, the love of God to the nation of Venezuela, the mercy of God to the nation of Venezuela, the blessings of God to the nation of Venezuela, the compassion of God to the nation of Venezuela. Repentance is always God's mercy. Repentance is God's love. Repentance is the compassion and the blessing, the love of God to a nation, because the Lord is beckoning that nation right now into the kingdom of God. So blessed is the nation whom the Lord focuses attention on and speaks to his servant. He speaks to his servants about that nation. That means he is focused on that nation. That means right now in the kingdom of heaven, that nation is troubled, is being discussed, their destiny, their future, their revival, and their eternity. So this is the kind of conversation going on now about Venezuela, Venezuela, Venezuela. And it looks like we are changing flights now. We are trying to make our way through the north, through Europe, up there in Turkey, and cross the North Atlantic Ocean. 12 hours will be in Venezuela. But that notwithstanding, be it as it may, we have seen ourselves already there, so it must take place in a very powerful way. The Messiah is coming, blessed people. For Kenya, you have a big explosion of revival. Many cripples are walking. Many blind crusades are on. Baptisms are running. It's such a massive revival here. And right now, I pray that other nations also may be able to experience this tremendous witness that you have right now about the eternal blood of Jesus. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.